It's time for the birthday scam. Going to call a guy who ordered a part for his car from out of state, and it arrived bent.
Oh, boy.
So he's, you know, obviously trying to ship it back. Well, we're going to call and say, you know, somehow it's his fault. It wasn't shipped bent. The box wasn't damaged. It's got to be on him.
This is for his classic Chevelle.
Ooh.
Oh, f***.
Tom, please.
It's him.
Hey, Tom, this is Paul from in Arizona. How are you doing?
All right.
I'm just following up on the order that you'd placed.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that you've sent it back to us now?
No, I haven't, but I'm fixing to.
I'm glad you haven't sent it back yet, because I guess we've sort of come to the consensus that that must have been damaged on your end.
So what are they going to do? They're going to come pick it up?
Well, no. I mean, if you damage it, you have to be responsible for it.
How did I damage it?
Well, what happened?
I don't know. I just opened it up and pulled it out, and it's bent.
Did you bend it?
I didn't even... I have witnesses that saw me pull it out of the box.
And what happened once you got it out?
It was bent. It's bent.
Did you drop it or what?
I did. Look, I came home, and I opened up the box with my wife and my neighbor there. I said, oh, your box is in. My wife tried to surprise me with a happy surprise. Here's the box. Opened it up. In front of two people, I pulled it out, and I said, look at this. It's bent. And I called you people immediately.
All I know is we didn't bend it, okay? We sent out a good product. We deliver it to you fast.
I don't know. Man, this is crazy.
How does it get bent if the box isn't damaged? Unless you
tell me.
Well, unless you bent it.
I did not bend it, dude. I have two witnesses, my neighbor and my wife, that saw me pull it out of the box, and they saw it too.
We have your charge card. We're going to go ahead and put that on the card.
Do what now?
The order will stand.
I beg your pardon. It will not stand.
It
will not stand. I am sending that back.
Well, you can send it back, but it'll be on your charge card.
No, it will not. I will not. I will call my credit card company right now. It will not.
Why don't you take responsibility?
Why don't you people take responsibility for it? Because you're the ones that sent it to me bent.
We didn't bend it.
I have witnesses. You don't.
You bent it. You fix it.
No, I did not.
Look, we haven't been in business as long as we have by sending out bent parts.
Dude, I swear to God I did not bend that chrome. It was bent when I pulled it out of the box. And that ain't no lie. And I'm not a liar.
Well, I don't know you from Adam. The charge was
I have never seen anybody pose business like this in my life. And I'm in the business where I do a lot of shipping and also receiving shipping.
I'm not in the business.
I'm in the medical field
of replacing parts for free because some idiot bends
like this. This is insane.
You're insane.
Oh, is that how y'all do business? Y'all send damaged goods to other people and they charge it?
Well, you do what you got to do.
You bet I will, buddy.
And what is that?
You bet I will.
What?
What are you trying to say, mister?
What are you saying?
I'm going to call my credit card company. I'm going to have that totally taken off.
Why don't you get on a plane and get your ass out here to Arizona, and I'll show you how we do business.
Say what?
I said, why don't you come here, meet me face-to-face, and then talk tough like you're talking?
You want me to come to Arizona to whoop your ass?
I want you to come to Arizona so I can whoop your ass.
Man, is this Dean and Raj?
Excuse me?
Is this Dean and Raj?
No. And bring the part with you so I can hit you over the head with it, and then it'll really be bent.
You dumb bitch. I'll be damned.
Tom, happy day.
Thank you very much. Oh, Oh, God, man. I am pissed. I got tears in my eyeballs right now. These are my buddies. They listen to y'all every morning, and I just turned them on to you guys, and now they just hearing me getting scammed out, man.